been doing the study of the Fikach, trying to understand the Fikach and how it connects to the beginning of the Mishnah. And we came to the Tosfos. We finally were able to approach Tosfos on Daf Beis, the world-famous Tosfos that deals with the Fikach. On the backdrop of our discussion of the Gemara and Daf Daled, we try to approach the Tosfos. And that's what I'd like to do with you today. I'd like to learn a Tosfos with you. I'd like to come full circle with this Tosfos. So what did Tosfos do? Tosfos asked the Kasha. The Mishnah had said that should fin shirotz lasis mechitza b'chotzer, if they agree to make a mechitza, whether according to the Lishna Kama or to the Lishna Basra, then their bonus akoso be'emtza, they can force each other to build a wall. And the Mishnah says, Lefika, therefore, if the kosel falls down, then they split the mokom and they split the avonim. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, he says, what do we need the Mishnah for that? Even without the Mishnah. My area of the Mishnah, the bon, makosel bakarcham, belav hochinami abishoshneim, afilu nafil ashusa dechananaya. It should still belong to them. We should be chokim. And even the Rabbanim, the Sumchas, who normally say, Yamotz Mechaver Alav Araya, who normally follow Muchzuk, here they should say that they're Cholkim. Why? Because there is no Muchzuk Mavur from the beginning. Tosfos says from the beginning there's a Sofik to Bezdin. They look at the Metzias and they say, there's a Kosel over here. We don't know if both of them built it. So there's a Sofik to Bezdin who owns the Kosel. So we don't follow Muchzuk in that case. We should say that they're Cholkim Veshovim. So says Tosfos, why does the Gemara say, or why does the Mishnah even say, Lefikach, it sounds like because they can force each other to build the wall, therefore, if the wall falls, they get to split the Avon. Even without the Mishnah, that would be true. Even if they couldn't force each other to build the wall. But look at the situation. We don't know who built the wall. It's Dachas Safek, so we should split the Avon. So the answer is Tosfos, Matari Tzuri, the Hainu Haf, the Parav B'Gemara, Pshita Kedepirish B'Kuntris. That's exactly how Rashi interprets the Gemara. The Gemara is Kasha Pshita. Pshita means, even without the Mishnah, they should be Chokim B'Shava anyway. We don't need the fact that they're Banim Mesakosel Be'emsa Balkarcham of each other. They still should split the Kosel anyway. So we ask, what's the Shaka Vitaya of Tosfos? Tosfos asks the Gemara is Kasha, and he says, you know what, that's the Gemara is Kasha, the way Rashi explains. What's going on over here? Tosfos doesn't have to ask the Gemara is Kasha. We'll get to the Gemara and we'll read the Gemara. What's going on? So we mentioned that the Nachlas David explains that apparently Tosfos was assuming like the Rimagash in the Kasha of the Gemara. Meaning in his Kasha, he felt that the Rimagash's interpretation of the Pshita was more correct. Let's say a bit more simply than we said last time, not necessarily from a Lamdisha perspective, but from a linguistic perspective. That he felt that Pshita makes more sense to interpret that the first line of the Mishnah leads us to the second line. Why do we need Lefika? Why do we need that second line of the Mishnah at all once you have the first line of the Mishnah? So then the second line is Pashat. Not that it's so Pashat that you don't even need the Mishnah. He was assuming in his Kasha that that's too much. That's not. It doesn't emerge from the word Pshita. If that's what the Kasha was, it should have said, Heipuk Lei, there's a different reason. Not that it's poshut, but rather there's a different reason why we should split the stones. Not because they're bonin as a kosel be'emtza, they can build the kosel, they force each other to build a kosel. No, there's a different reason. Because there's a suffix to the bezda. We don't know what the story is, so therefore, we split. That's what the Gemara said. It doesn't say that. It says pshita. So Tosfos felt that the simple understanding of pshita is like the Rimagash, that since they can force each other to build a kosel, therefore, obviously, we split the Avonim, because we know the Taurus Vada, that they built the Kosel together. That's the Pshat in the Pshita. So comes Tosfos in the Maskonim, the Tari Tzuri, he says, you know what, but maybe Taka, the Kasha of the Gemara, should be interpreted like Rashi. Maybe my Kasha is not an independent question. Maybe that's Taka, the Kasha of the Gemara. So that's why Tosfos doesn't have to give a different answer. That is the Kasha of the Gemara. But Tosfos wasn't assuming that initially, and that's why he Taka asked the Kasha. So what's the teretz? What emerges from the teretz of Tosfos is that Rashi, the Rashba, and Tosfos, they all interpret the Pshita and the Gemara in the same way. That the Pshita is, even without the Mishnah, I still would have said that Chokim B'Shava. I don't need the din of the Mishnah, that they can force each other to build a Kosel, to determine that we should be Chokim B'Shava, because it's Bevadai Shel Shneim. They both built it together. No, I don't need that. Even without that, they still would be Cholkin Misham. So if that's the case, if Tosus understands like Rashi and the Rashba, so then we have to take it to the next step. We have to explain how is Tosus going to answer the Rashba's Kasha against Rashi. Maybe he'll answer the Rashba's Kasha in the same way as the Rashba did, but at least we have to think about it. So what was the Rashba's Kasha and Rashi? The Rashba asked that if we understand like Rashi, that the Pshita Gemara is that even without the Mishnah, they still would be Cholkin Mishaveh. So why talk is that true? Is that really always true? That we're Cholkin Mishaveh in all circumstances? It's not always true, for the Rashba. We know the Mishnah Bav Metzia says that by Shnayim Osim Metalis, if Zeh Makula Shli, Zeh Mechetzah Shli, we don't say Yachloku. We say we split it 75-25. And Stam over here, we split it 75-25 also. So maybe that's why that's not a good Kasha. How can Rashi interpret the Kasha of the Gemara Pshita that even without the Mishnah we should split it 50-50? It's not true, not in all cases. In the case of Zeh Makula Shli, Zeh Mechetzah Shli, we won't split it 50-50. We'll split it 25-75. So to that, the Rashba answered, no. Rashi holds that even in such a case of 75-25, we'd split it 50-50. In our Mishnah. In Bav Metzia, we split it 75-25. But that exact case of Zeh Makula Shli, Zeh Mechetzah Shli, in our situation of Chatzar HaShofen, Kosel Shanofel by Chatzar HaShofen, there we talk it would split it half and half. And that's why Rashi says it's a good talk of the Kash, a Pshita, because in all circumstances we're going to say Chol Kamishava, even by Zeh Makula Shli, Zeh Mechetzah Shli. Why? Says the Rashba, I'll tell you why. Because Beshnaim Osim Metalis, since they're only Tfisi and Karkashta, they're not Muchzokim. They're not really Muchzokim in the Talis. They're not holding on to the Talis itself. So because they're not holding on to the Talis itself, so how do I know what they get? How can I be done in this case? Oh, I need their Tainus. I have to listen to their Tainus because they're not Muchzokim. So if I listen to their Tainus, what emerges from the Tainus is that they're basically agreeing about half of it. Half of it definitely belongs to one guy. They're only arguing about the other half, so it makes sense that we split it 75-25. But says the Rashba, here they are muchzokim shava v'shava. Each one is muchzok b'chatzi. Why the muchzok b'chatzi? Says the Rashba, explained. We spent a lot of time on this. That nistoma chelko b'chotzer is mispashet ad machtziso. Right? They own the chotzer b'shutfus. And nistoma, each one owns half of the chotzer, and the avonim fell into both of their reshuyos, as we explained. It probably didn't fall equally into the reshuyos, but it fell into both of the reshuyos, lefi the Rashba, in the havamin of the Gemara. Right? Before we got to lotzri chanafal, the nafal reshus of the chadmanayim, initially we're assuming that it fell into both of the reshuyos, so since they're somach to the avonim, the chotzer, the chatzeros are equal, the ownership is equal in the chotzer, and they're somach to the avonim, then we look at it as though they're muchzokim b'shove in the avonim. So because both are muchzokim in the avonim, says the Rashba, that's why we should split it. We don't even look at the time. We don't listen to the time. It's not necessary. They're both a muchzokim. They're muchzok and half. So if each one is muchzok and half, of course we're going to split it half and half, even if the time is a kula shuli and chetzi shuli. That's how the Rashba interpreted it. But we asked, the Tosus can't interpret like that. Tosus can't say, but the reason why Rashi thought the Kasha of Pshita was such a good, that was a Kasha that works in all circumstances, right? And what is that Kasha going to Rashi? That Pshita, even without the Mishnah, without this idea that they can be born in Sakoso, Bal Karcham, even without that idea, we still should be Cholkim Mishavah, in all circumstances, even by Kula Shli and Chetzi Shali. Tosus can't say that's because they're Mosakim. Because Tosus holds that they're not Mosakim. So the Raya that we brought, because Tosus has this kasha, why don't we say called the Olam Gavar over here? A kosel shanafa b'chotzer ashutvim. We say that the Chol Kamishava. Why don't we say called the Olam Gavar? Let the Bezdin just throw up their hands. So what could Tosus have answered? Tosus could have answered the same teres that they give in other contexts. Tosus on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, that's the same kasha, but not from our Mishnah, but from the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Right, Tosus says, why by Shnayim Osim Metalis do we say Yachloku? Let's say Kol Da'olam Gavar. Just like by Zeh Omer Shel Avosai V'Zeh Omer Shel Avosai, the halacha is that Kol Da'olam Gavar, whichever one, whoever is stronger wins, Bezdin throws up their hands, they're not going to judge in that case. So say by Shnayim Osim Metalis, they're fighting. So Bezdin should say, Kol Da'olam Gavar. Yeah, whoever pulls harder will get the talis. So answers Tosus, no, Ochazin Shaini. Ochazin is different. We can't say Kol Da'olam Gavar if they're Ochazin. Why? Because they're muchzakim then. We can't allow someone to take out of a muchzak. How can we allow someone to take out of the hands of a muchzak? We're going to let them fight with each other and someone's going to take out of the hands of the muchzak? Can't do that, says Tosfos. So that's why Kol Da'alim Gavra doesn't apply. Freck the Ksais. Freck the Ksais is in Kuf Nun Zayin. Kuf Nun Zayin have gotten Gimel. Freck the Ksais. Why doesn't Tosfos give that answer over here? Tosfos asks the Kasha by Kosu Shanafal B'chatz Rashutfin. Why don't we say Kol Da'alim Gavra? And what answer does Tosfos give? No, because here there's a drawer than Mamon. By Zerma Shalavosa, Zerma Shalavosa, there's no Drar de Mamona. As Tosus explains on that sugi there, Drar de Mamona means there's a suffix lebezdin below Tanoseim. Even without the Balidin opening up their mouths, Bezdin has a suffix. There's a suffix from the Mitzias itself. The Mitzias presents the suffix in front of Bezdin. So says Tosus, by Zerma Shalavosa, Zerma Shalavosa, we have no suffix. We see a piece of land, but I don't have a suffix. Okay, I don't know who owns the land, but it's not a suffix that it should belong to this guy or belong to that guy. It belongs to someone. Do I have a suffix? No, it belongs to whatever owner it has. They come to Besdin and they say, no, it was my father's. So now we have a suffix suddenly. Through their kindness, we have a suffix. So says Tosfos, we say Kol Da'alim Gavra by Zerma Shalavosa, Zerma Shalavosa, because there's no drawer de Mamona. Right? There's no suffix le Besdin below Tanoseim. So if there's no suffix lebezdin, then Bezdin says, look, we don't know what to do. You have a taina. We can't decide who's right over here. We don't have a natural suffix in this circumstance. So we throw up our hands, call the Olam Gavra. That's the rule. But says Tosfos, by Koso Shanafa B'chatz Rashutfin, there is a drawer de Mamona. Tosfos says there is a suffix lebezdin below Tanoseim. Why is there a suffix? Because we know that there's shufin and mechatzah. It's not like Zerma Shalavosa or Zerma Shalavosa. We don't know that either one of them owns this land. But here we know that it's a chatzar shufin. It's a chatzar shufin. So they do have some kind of a connection over here. There is some kind of a shaychus. So when we look at this situation, we see a kosel over there. We have a suffix. Who does that kosel belong to? Who built that kosel? Why do we have such a suffix? Because we know that there are owners to this chatzah. Is there a shutfim here? So if there are shutfim here, then the mitzios of the shutfis creates a suffix to Bezdin below Tanoseim as to who built this kosel. Says Tosus, if there's a drug or money, if there's a suffix to Bezdin below Tanoseim, so then Kol Da'alim Gavra is not an appropriate psak. That's why we don't say Kol Da'alim Gavra, but rather Yachlok. Freck the Tzos, why did Tosus have to give that answer? Tosus could have said a more powerful answer. Drora de Mamona just means that there's a suffix to Bezdin, right? Suffix to Bezdin below Tanoseim. So obviously they have some kind of a connection. That's what the suffix means. But Ochaz and Shiny is much stronger. Ochaz and Shiny means they're Muchzakim Mamish. It's not just a suffix to Bezdin, they're Mamish Muchzakim. So of course, Kol Da'alim Gavra is an inappropriate psak. How can you say, we throw up our hands, you can't be mozi from a muchzik, you got to be machzik. The mokum and the avonim biyad ha-muchzik. So it's a more obvious answer. Of course, Tosus's answer is sufficient, but he could have said better. Why say a cleaner answer? Why say a weak answer? Say a stronger answer. It's a pella against Tosus. What's the answer? The reason why Tosus didn't give that teretz is because Tosus perhaps felt that he couldn't give that teretz. By Shnayim Ochzim B'Talis, Tosus could give that answer because he holds the Taka, they're Muchzakim by Shnayim Ochzim B'Talis? I thought the Rajba said they're not Muchzakim. They're only Tfisi B'Karkashta. Yeah, but Tosus understands that even though they're Tfisi B'Karkashta, they are Muchzakim. They're holding on to the fringes, but the fringes are connected to the Talis, so they're viewed as though they're Muchzak. Half and half. The Muchzak half and half in the Talis. Against the Rashba. Tosus is not like the Rashba. The Rashba said by Shnayim Ochzim B'Talis, they're not Muchzakim. Tosus says, punkt fakeret, the exact opposite. He says, by Shnayim Ochzim B'Talis, despite the fact that they're only Tfisi B'Karkashta, they are Muchzakim in the Talis. Shava B'Shava. Chatzi Chatzi. So that's what Tosus answers. Why don't we say Kol Da'olam Gavar by Shamos Metalis? Because the Chazakim there, he can say it, and he wants to say it. He holds of that. But here, what does Tosus hold over here? They're not Muchzakim over here. But are they holding on to something? What do you need to be a Muchzak? Tosus holds to be a Muchzak, you need what? Help me. What? One word. Tfisa. Exactly. Keep it. Exactly. Tfisa. Without a Tfisa, you're not a Muchzak. So the Shlaimos and Metallus, since they're Ochsim, since there's a Tfisa, they are Muchzakim. But here there's no Tfisa. Here they're only Samach to the Avonim. They're Samach to the Avonim. The Rashba, you know, wanted us to believe that being samach is enough, Yoshe b'tzad ha'reima is enough to make a muchzak. You have a shaychus moment, and so then if you're samach to the item with a shaychus moment, that's enough to make a muchzak. But Tos has nothing to do with it. Come on, that's a pipe dream. That's not true. They're only samach, they're not tofsim. Without a tfisa, Tos says you're not a muchzak. So if without tfisa, you're not a muchzak, why don't we say kol da'olam gavar? It must be because of Jorah the Mamona. That even though you're not a Muchzak, but there still is a Sufik Lebez and Belotan Hussein, so that creates some kind of a Shaychus over here. There is a Shaychus. The Messias creates some kind of a Shaychus to both them. So that's why Kol Da'olam Gavar is not an appropriate Psar. Because how can you throw up your hands if they do have some kind of a Shaychus? A Sufik Lebez then, you know, tells us that we have to do something. We can't just throw up our hands because we have a Sufik. It's not just based on their times. So that's probably why Tosus didn't give the answer of Ochas and Shani, because he holds our case is not Ochas and Shani. Our case is not, they're not Tofsim, so they're not Muchzakim. So he has to give a different answer. But if he has to give a different answer, then what's the answer to the Rajba's cash? The Rajba asked on Rashi, how can Rashi say that the Pshat and the Kash of the Gemara of Dalet Pshita is that even without the Mishnah, I still would know that Chokim Bishavim? Fred the Rajba, that's not true in all cases. Which case would I not say Cholkin B'Shavim? Which case would I not say Cholkin B'Shavim? By Zeh Omer, Kula Shali, Zeh Lachetzeh Shali, there I would say 75-25. So the Rashba said, no, Rashi holds even there I'd say Cholkin B'Shavim. Because here, by Chotzer HaShufim, they're Muchzakim, by Shana Osu Metalas, they're not Muchzakim. That's the difference between the two cases. But Tosfos holds that they're not Muchzakim over here. Right? Tosus holds they're not Muchzakim. So they're not Muchzakim. We're back to square one. How's Tosus going to answer? How's Tosus going to explain why by Zerma Kula Shali, Zerma Ketzi Shali, Rashi would still hold that Yechokin Bishavim? Lefi the Pshita of the Gemara. What's the answer? Zok the Stipler and Simon Aleph says you got to learn one more Tosus. With one more Tosus, the answer is obvious. Tosus in Bav Metzia, a world famous Tosus. Tosin Bavitzian Dav Beis, on that line in the Mishnah of Zemakulashiv Zemachetzishili, he asks a very simple kash. What is the Mishnah Paskin? By Zemakulashiv Zemachetzishili, we split it 75-25. And why do we do that? Well, because they're admitting that half of it belongs to Reuven, and the other half they're arguing about. Reuven thinks he owns half of it, right? Reuven says he owns the other half too, because he says Kulashili. And Shimon says, I own the whole half. Right, they're arguing about this half. Right, so in that case, the Mishnah says we split it 75-25. The imtam afrek toisvus yehi neman the chetz yoshali migu di iboyo makula shali. Tosus says, why do we split it 75-25? And basically, what we're doing is we're taking one half and giving it to the person who says kula shali, and we're taking the other half and we're splitting it chatzi chatzi. Why should we do that? Let's give the chatzi to the person who says chetz yoshali. Why shouldn't he be neman? Look, if he had said Kula Shali, would he be Neman? Yeah. He would be Neman. And how much would we give him then? How much would we give the guy if he said Kula Shali? Anyone? Half, exactly. We'll give him the whole thing, because the other guy also says Kula Shali. So if both of them said Kula Shali, we'd give him half. So now that he says Chetze Shali, why should he lose? He's got a Migu. Migu that he could say Kula Shali, since he could say Kula Shali, so let's give him Nemonus in the Taina of Chetze Shali. Right, Malo Lashakar, as the Gemara says, Malo Lashakar, why should he lie? What, you say he might be lying, we can't trust him? No, it's the truth, it must be the truth. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better, he could have said a better time, he could have said Kula Shali, he would have gotten the same thing. So Mistama, he's not lying. It's the truth. Because if he were lying, he would have lied better. So doesn't he have a migul? That's the Tosus Kasha. Farash Rivam says Tosus, the migul lahotzi lo amrina. The Rivam says, no, you can't say Migul over here. Because this is a Migul Lahotzi. Migul Lahotzi. You're trying to use the concept of Migul to be Motzi from a Muchsuk. That we don't do. To be Motzi Mammon, that you need Eidim for. Migul definitely is a concept in Mammon that we use to give Namanis to people. But you can say a Migul Lahachzik, you can't say Migul Lahotzi. You can say a Migul to establish the Mammon in the place where it is. Meaning, you can say a Migul to pakter someone, to exempt someone from payment. But you can't say amigo to be motzi mamon from someone else. Why is this amigo lahotzi? So he explains. The bechetzio hasheni muchzak ze kemoze. In the second chatzi, each one is muchzak ze kemoze. What does that mean? Tosis is saying that in the chatzi that they all agree to, so one of them is muchzak. Right? If Reuven says kula sheli and Shimon says chetzi sheli, so in the half that they agree that belongs to Reuven, of course Reuven is the muchzak. But b'chetzio hasheni, in the second half, who's the muchzak? They're both a muchzak. Each one is muchzak in half. Each one's muchzak in half. So if you're going to use a migu, if you're going to say, believe him in that he says, chetzio sheli. Chetzio sheli. B'migu, that he could say, kula sheli. Right? You want to believe him, chetzio sheli, because he could say, kula sheli. Right, the problem is that there's a muchzuk berevia. Yeah, let's do it like this. Okay, you got a talus. Okay, zehu makula shli v'zehu matetzah shli. So, this part is muchzak to Reuven. Says Tosfos, if zelma kulashli, zelma chetzishli, then really another chelik of the talis is muchzak to Reuven, and only a quarter is muchzak to Shimon. Right? So, what do you want to do? You want to believe Shimon with the tain of chetzishli that Hitaka owns the chatzi. But on chatzi of that chatzi, revia of that chatzi, you're coming to be motzi from the muchzak. Right? This is half of the chatzi. Right? You're coming to be motzi from the muchzak Reuven, who's a muchzak in that half. Why is he a muchzak in that half? Well, because they're ochazin in the talis. They're holding onto the talis, and there's a suffix over here whom it belongs to. And Tosfos in Bava Metzia assumes that b'shnayim osin b'talis, they're each mosuk in half. So says Tosis, this is a migul lahotzi. It's not going to be neman. That's why he only gets revia. You can't believe him about chetzi. But you would say, but I don't understand. He could have said kula shali, and kula shali can strengthen his taina based on migul. So the problem is, since it's a migul lahotzi, the migul is not going to be neman. It's not going to be believed. It's a migul lahotzi because you're using the migul to believe him, not just for the revia that he's going to get, but for the other revia, and in that second revia, since Reuven is a muchzuk, so therefore you're coming to be motzi from the muchzuk, you can't say migul lahotzi. What do you see clearly from Tosfos, man? Tosfos assumes that b'shnayim osin b'talis, are they muchzuk or are they not muchzuk? Let's take a regular case. B'shnayim osin b'talis is zera makula shli, zera makula shli. How much are they muchzuk in, man? Each one's muchzuk in what? In half of the talis. Here, the muchzuk in... Well, it depends. Reuven's muchzuk in 3/4, and Shimon's muchzuk in a quarter. But basically, they're muchzuk in the talis by being shnayim osin b'talis. Ay, but the tfisi b'karkashta. Tosfos and Bava Metzia hold the tfisi b'karkashta doesn't mean that they're not muchzuk. It's just the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if they're only tfisi b'karkashta, we still say yachlokim. They are muchzukim in the same way, despite the fact that they're tfisi b'karkashta. Right? They're only holding onto the fringes, but so what? They are holding onto the talus, and that makes them muchzuk in the talus. How muchzuk are they? Well, it depends on their tainus. We have to define the muchzuk is based on the tainus. So if each one says kula shli, then they're muchzuk in half. If they admit to part of it, right, that part of it belongs to Reuven, then the discussion is only about less of the talus, then they're muchzuk in half of what they're discussing, right? What clearly emerges from Tosfos? That the only reason why the one who says chetzi sheli is not nema to get the chatzi is because it's a migul lahotzi. That's clearly what he's saying. It's off the stipe room. What's the din in our case? Kosol, Shenafa b'chatzra shofrim. So the Mishnah says that they split the avan. Frak the Gemara Pshita explains Rashi. Explains Tosfos. Pshita, even without the Mishnah, we should say that they should be chokim mishaveh. Even without the Mishnah, we say they should be chokim mishaveh. Why should they be chokim mishaveh, according to Tosfos? It's the chadrora de mamona. There's a suffix of Bezim below Tana saying they should be chokim mishaveh. They're not muhzakim. Tosfos holds they're not muhzakim, as we proved. So the reason why Tosfos says that we should be chokim mishaveh is because it's a drora de mamona. There's a suffix of Bezim below Tana saying. But why is it so posh that it should be chokim mishaveh in all cases? But by zelma kulo shli v'zelma chetze shli, doesn't the Mishnah b'Matzia say we split it 75-25? The answer is precisely because Tosfos holds that they're not muhzak. So why should we say chokim mishaveh even by zelma kulo shli v'zelma chetze shli? Why? Why should the person who says chetze shli get half and not get only the 25% like we have by shnayim muhzak in the towns? Because the problem that exists by Shnayim Mochzim Metalas doesn't exist over here. What's the answer? A new hand. What's the answer? Shalom.
Started off with Shofrim.
Why does the... Give me one word to answer this question. I like a one-word answer. Not in the exams, but I like to give you a one-word answer. Why is the person... Why would we say Chok Mishavim by the Kosel of Chotzer HaShutfin... Even by Zer Makula Shali, Zer Machet Shali, according to Tosfos. Why? One word.
Migu.
Exactly. Migu. He has a migu. The only reason why Tosfos in Bava Metzia says that we don't say Cholkin Bishava by Zer Makula Shali, Zer Machet Shali, Vishnai Rosa Metalas, is because Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrina. But if Tosfos in Bava Basra holds that by Kosel Shanafa Bachatra Shutfin, they're not Machzakim. And this ain't the Migul Lahotzi. And if it's not a Migul Lahotzi, then we have no kasha. If it's not a Migul Lahotzi, of course, the person who says Chetzi Shali is going to get the Chatzi, because he has a Migul. Migul that he could have said Kula Shali. This is the stipler's brilliant answer to this kasha. So it comes out that Tosfos and the Rashba are mirror images of each other. They agree, but they disagree. They agree to disagree. Right? They both agree in pshat, in the pshita of the Gemara. The pshita of the Gemara is that even without the Mishnah, which says that the shutfin should force each other to build a kosel, even without that, we still would say chokim mishaveh. But why? For totally different reasons. For diametrically opposed reasons. The Rashba learns that shnayim mochzakim betalis is a case where they're not mochzakim. They're not Muzakim. And because they're not Muzakim, that's why we look at their tainus. And that's why we'll split it 75-25. Over here, since they are Muzakim, so we're going to be Cholkim Meshavah. There's nothing to talk about. Even by Kulash Livizam Afetzishali, we're going to be Cholkim Meshavah. And Tosfos says Punk Faker. Tosfos says, Vashnei Muzakim Atal, they taka are Muzakim. They are Muzakim. And because they are Mechzakim, that's why we're going to split 75-25 by Zema Kulashi and Zema Chetze Shali. Because the one who says Chetze Shali is not going to be Damar because it's a Migla Hotzi. But over here, since they're not Mechzakim, it's not a Migla Hotzi. So that's why they're going to split it 50-50, because he's going to have a Migla. Questions? Okay. So this is the basic Machlokas, the Rashba and Tosfos. It's a fundamental Machlokas in the Sugya, right? How do you understand Shnayim Mochzakim Betalas, and how do you understand our sugya Kosel Shanafa B'chatz Veshofen?
I thought we said earlier in the sugya that a taina kind of becomes irrelevant once you have muhzakas.
So yes.
How can we say here that your taina is kind of determines your muhzakas?
No, a taina is irrelevant if the... Doesn't this show that a taina is irrelevant if you're a muhzak? Meaning, if the taina can determine what the din Torah is about, let me put it this way, right? If two people come to Beis Din and they're arguing about a talis, so maybe I should say not only should we be down on the talis, but you know what? Let me be down on the bicycle that Reuven has in his garage also. What does the bicycle have to do with this case? They're talking about the talis, right? So if If one says chetzer shali and the other one says kula shali, so they're basically saying that half of the talus is like the bicycle in the garage. We're not talking about that part of the talus. We're talking only about the other half. So the shaila of who's a muhsuk, it's only relevant to the other half. Of course Reuven is a muhsuk in the other half. Not because of their tainus. It is because of the tainus, but their tainus make that part of the talus not a chelik of this issue. So it's not part of this issue. By definition, he's a muhsuk. Not because your taina did something, but because your taina said that it's not part of the sichsuk, it's not part of the suffix. It's not an issue. Okay. Yes.
Can you reject those who say it's Anan Sahari like the Rashi said before? Does that mean, if we say Anan Sahari does not get rid of the ego?
Which Anan Sahari?
In this case, what can we call Anan Sahari?
No, but that's the maskana of the Gemara. Which we're at a much earlier stage of the Gemara. The Gemara first is pshita, that even without the Mishnah, we should be chokim shalom. Then the Gemara says, no, I'll give you a frichasa where there's a chiddush. I would say that maybe if nafu wishes to the chad benayu, maybe we shouldn't say chokim shalom. Kamash malon, anan sadi, that changes everything. That's the last stage of the Gemara. Right? But we're not there in the pshita. At the stage of the pshita, we're not getting up to that. Okay. This machlokas tosis and the Rashba. It's not just fundamental, but it relates to other comments that the Tosfos and Rashba make. We mentioned, we keep alluding to the comment of Tosfos in the way that he understands the kasha of the Gemara. Pshita, right? Lefi, the maskon of Tosfos, lefi, the Ri, Tosfos understands the kasha of Pshita, like the Rashba, like the Rashi, right? But Tosfos adds one prat to this kasha. Tosfos makes the kasha even, he adds a chiddush to the kasha. What's the chiddush that he adds to the kasha? Anyone? Nafu Rishus of the Chamanayu. Exactly. Right? Tosfos says, Pshita, even without the mission that Bonus are close to Be'emtza, of course they should be Cholgam Shavah, Vafilu Nafu Rishus of the Chamanayu. Now that's a Pella of a statement in Tosfos. Why is it a Pella? Before I even explain Tosfos, why is it a Pella? A new hand, Akiva. Quiet! Yes, Zach?
That's
the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. Like, well, that's part of the Kasha? Like, what's going on over here? We'll get to it. But Tosfos puts it in the kasha too. Afilu nafal l'shus of the chamanayu. Also, it's pasha that we should be chokim l'shavah. Rashi and the Rashba didn't learn like that. Rashi didn't learn like that. The Rashba didn't learn like that. The Rashba said befeirish, not like that, right? What did the Rashba say? The Rashba said that if nafal l'shus of the chamanayu, if there would be a tfisa. So then, Taka, we wouldn't say Cholkin B'Shavah. If there would be a Tfisa, we wouldn't say Cholkin B'Shavah. Right? If Nafal Oshusa D'Chad Menayu, then we follow the Tfisa. The problem is there was no Tfisa. The Rashba had this line that if there's a Tfisa Kodem Shanola Rasofik, so then obviously we follow the Tofis. The Rashba says in the Teretz of the Gemara, so therefore I need the Chiddush that they can force each other to build the Kosel, because I would think if Nafal Ushus of the Chamanayu, that changes everything. I would think that if Nafal Ushus of the Chamanayu, that changes everything, and we would not be Cholkim Meshavah. Why? Why would Nafal Ushus of the Chamanayu change everything? I thought in Bav Metzia we say, Tokfa Echad Bifanenu, Shtaimos and Batalis, and then Tokfa Echad Bifanenu, one grabbed the whole thing out of his hand. Forget about it. His tfisa is meaningless. Says the Rashba, what's the comparison? By tokfa echad b'faneinu, we have a suffix in front of us. They're ochs and metalis. We don't know whom it belongs to. The suffix has been nola. So now you have tfisa, achash, and nola la suffix. The tfisa is meaningless, because what's your tfisa doing? We established the suffix before your tfisa, so tfisa can't change anything. But says the Rashba, what the Gemara is answering is that if not felusha sedachar menayu, that means that before the Safek came to Beis Din, again, the Rashba l'shitasa, the Rashba assumes that it's not a Safek to Beis Din until what? Until they are? Vayeovek ishimo, until they are what? Zatzman, until they're fighting with each other. Until we see the conflict, there is no Safek. That's the Rashba's perspective. So if there is no suffix, what kind of a tfisa is it? Tfisa acha shenavla suffix or tfisa kodem shenavla suffix? Tfisa kodem shenavla suffix. Right? Well, tzicha the nafalushas of the chamanayu, the wall fell, and all the stones fell into one rishus. So that's why I'd have a havamina. There's only a suffix over here, so that's why I'd have a havamina that the tofish should win, because it's tfisa kodem shenavla suffix. And to that the Gemara answers, no, since they can force each other to build a wall, we know Betoras Vadai, they built it together, so the tefis is irrelevant. There is no suffix. There's no suffix, then the tefis is not going to help you. But the Rajba is assuming that tefisa would work over here. Why? Because tefisa, this is tefisa kodem shenolad suffix. The suffix is only when they come to Bezdin with the argument, but not before. Tosfos is arguing. Tosfos says that even within the Pshita, that we'd say Chokhem Meshava even without the Mishnah, Va'afilu Nafalu Shusa D'chad Menayah, we'd also say Chokhem Meshava. How? The Rashba says in the Teretz of the Gemara that clearly that's not true. If you'd have the Tfisa, the Havamina is without the Mishnah, we really would follow the Tovitz because it's Tfisa Kodim Shinovat HaSafi. The answer is because Tosfos argues with the Rashba. Tosfos holds that there is a suffix lebezdin below Tano saying in the case of Kosel Shenafa Bukhatsa Shafin. There is a suffix before the Tfisa. There is a suffix. What's that called? We had a phrase for that in Tosfos. There is a suffix lebezdin below Tano saying. Drar de Mamona. That's Tosfos, right? There's a Drar de Mamona. There is a suffix here. So if Nafalu Shusa Bechad Menayu, so what that Nafalu Shusa Bechad Menayu? So what that there's a Tfisa? There's a suffix just from the Metzias over here. Notice, the Rashba and Tosfos are disagreeing when the suffix is created. The Rashba says only when they're misatzman, when they fight, when there's a conflict in Bezdin. But before there is no suffix. Tosfos says, no, the Metzias creates the suffix even before they come to Bezdin. There's a Drar de Mamona over here. So says Tosfos, if there's a Drar de Mamona, afilu nafalu shusa b'chavanai, it's still Poshet, that without the Mishnah, even without the Mishnah, we'd be Chol Meshava. Aye, but there's a Tfisa. No, the Tfisa is a Tfisa la'achash and ola suffix. If it's la'achash and ola suffix, the Tfisa is not going to help. So the machlokas, the Rashba and Tosfos, whether there's a suffix or not, so that the term, you know, when the suffix is created, that determines whether the tefis is a tefis la'achash and ola suffix or tefis kodem shenolad suffix. And that would tell me whether this tefis could actually help to change the din, that we shouldn't be chokhem meshavah, or maybe we should still be chokhem meshavah. What is that based on? Whether we see it as a suffix, we don't see it as a suffix, but what's that based on? I was thinking, just a little prat more. Maybe it's not based on the other machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba. Are they muchzakim? Are they not muchzakim? Again, the Rashba holds over here. Are they muchzakim? Are the shofim muchzakim in the avonim? The Rashba says yes. So if they're both muchzakim in the avonim, is there a suffix to Bezdin? When Bezdin sees the wall fell, right? Is there a suffix? Or without that, Bezdin sees the wall. Is there a suffix? Is there a suffix who built this wall? No. Bezdin looks at this wall and says, they built it Shavu B'Shavu. They're both Muzakim, so if they're both Muzakim, the assumption is that they built it Shavu B'Shavu. When does Bezdin have a suffix? Only when they're misasking about it. Only when they fight about it later. Until they fight about it, Bezdin doesn't have a suffix. Bezdin says they're both Muzakim, of course they built it together. That's our assumption, that's a point of departure. So it comes out that because they're Muzakim, if one of them is going to be Tofes in the wall that falls down, according to the Rashba, that will be Tfisa Kodim Shnolad HaSavik, because Bezdin never had a Savik. Bezdin never had a Savik in the case. They assumed it was Chatzi Chatzi, because they were Muchzakim. But Tosfos Lishitasan, Tosfos holds they're not Muchzakim. Tosfos holds the whole thing is a Savik. Who owns this wall? Bezdin is not paskening up that it's Chatzi Chatzi from the beginning. It's a suffix who owns this wall. So according to Tosfos, Tfisa is not going to change anything, because that Tfisa is going to be Tfisa la'achash and over that suffix. So it comes out that Tosfos and the Rashba Mamish Lishitosam are working through the sugya. Are the Shufim Muchzakim in the Avonim? Are they not Muchzakim in the Avonim? And that determines whether it's Tfisa Kodosh and over suffix or it's Tfisa la'achash and over suffix. That will determine what the answer is to the question as to why by Zerah Makula Shali v'Zerah Chetzia Shali we should still be Cholkin B'Shavah. All of these issues of Tosfos and the Rashba are linked together. Okay, let's just Let's just chart it out on the board a little bit to clarify the points. I want to make it super clear. This Tosfos, you got to carry with you. You can tell someone I'm learning a Shutfin. You know, they'll say, oh, did you do Lafika? Oh, boy, did we do Lafika. We mastered Lafika. We have a Rashba, and we have a Tosfos. Lama Bishnayim Olsen Metalis. Bezeh Omer, Beis Zion Aleph, Bezeh Omer, Kula Shali, Bezeh Omer, Chetzi Shali. Holkin 75-25. Okay, why? Why do we split it 75-25 by Shnaimos and Batalis if Zama Kulashli and Zama Chetzishali? What does the Rashba say? Why? Why do we split it 75-25 and we're not Holkin and Shabbat? Why? And therefore?
And therefore they're not
Mosk. Everyone says that they're Tfisa Karkashta. Ain't a Mosakim. Even Tosus will say that in Tana, right? Mm-hmm. They're not Mokzakim, so because they're not Mokzakim, so therefore we follow the Tanya 75-25. And what does Tosu say? Why do we split it 75-25? Shneim Mokzakim v'chasi Hashenim. Umigu lahotzi lo armina. Exactly. Okay, that's box number one. Lama v'kosel shenafal v'chotzer ha-shutfin v'kula shali v'chetz yishali. Same case. Cholkin 50-50. Why? Rashba, why? Because they are Mokzakim. So they are Mokzakim, they get a 50-50. And why do they get a 50-50 going to Tosfos? Precisely because they're not Mokzakim. Ainan Mokzakim. Ze Omer Ches Yishali is Neman. What? B'migo the Kula Shali. It's a Migo Lahachzik, so therefore he's going to be Neman. That's the basic machlokas. Now, according to the Rashba and Tosfos, Lama cholkin b'shava b'kosel chotzen l'fi kushyas ha-gemara pshit. Why are they cholkin b'shoven? Again, the clash of the Gemara, pshita, according to both the Rashba and Tosfos, is that even without the Mishnah, I would say cholkin b'shoven. Why should they be cholkin b'shoven? Why? Why? According to the Rashba, why? Why should they get a 50-50 without the Mishnah? Cholkin b'shoven, why? Why?
Shaykes Mamon.
What does that do?
They're
dealing with Tosfos. Right, but... Mosak. Because Shnei Mosakim. But Tosfos said that they're not Mokzakim. So why should they get it Shava B'Shava? Why should they be Cholik Shava B'Shava by Kosel Chatz Shanafal according to Tosfos? If they're not Mokzakim, why should they get it 50-50? Well, what's the reason? No, it's not about Migul. In this Kasha, I'm not talking about Zema Kulash and Zema Chatz Shalit. Let's say Bezeh Omer Kulash Shalit. One says that we built it together, and the other one says I built the whole thing myself.
It is cool.
Okay. Okay. What am I looking for? Why do we... Atazoy! That's this, man. Tosfos says they're not muchzokim, but there's a drawer of the mamona. There's a suffix. That's what I want. There's a suffix. So because there's a suffix, that's why they're going to be chokim mishavim. So the kash... saying multiple things over here, right? The Muchzakos explains why we're not going to be cholik 75-25. But what's this idea that they have any connection to it at all? Why shouldn't I say kol da'olam gavar if they don't have a connection? Zaktoises, but they have a drawer of the mamona. There is some kind of a connection, and that's why they're going to be cholik mishavim. And finally, im nafal rishusa dechad. If nafal the shusa the chad minay, right? Ha'im cholkim b'shove below ha'mishnah. Let's say it fell into the rishus of one of them. In the kasha of the gemara, right? Even without the mishnah, would be cholkim b'shove. Even if it fell into the rishus of one of them. According to the Rashba, yes or no? What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
Why? Because this is Tfisa. What? Tfisa kodem shenolad asafik. Habi Tfisa kodem shenolad asafik. So the one that was told face, the one who has it in his Rishos, he wins. There's a tfisa that he's going to win. It's before the suffix. Now we have a suffix. Now they're arguing later. The tfisa came before the suffix. The tfisa is going to win out. According to Tosfos, if nafal rishus of the chav and I, will they still be chokim mishavah? The answer is yes, because the tfisa is achash and olad asafik. We have a drar d'mamona already. So once we have a drar d'mamona, we're going to split it, and we're not going to allow the tofis to win out. Is it tfisa kodem shenolad asafik? Is it tfisa achas shenolad asafik? That's a function of when the suffix was created. The Rashba says the suffix is only when they're misaksim, when they're fighting about it. Tosa says the suffix is from the beginning. The Metzias already created the suffix. So therefore, the tfisa is going to be tfisa achas shenolad asafik, and it's not going to work. Yes?
And how does Tosa understand the Havmir of a Gemara where one guy would have the Havmir of Pshita?
The pshita is that even without the Mishnah, we still should say Cholkim Mishavah. There's a drawer of the Mamon over here, so we still should say Cholkim Mishavah. And even if Nafal Shus of the Chavanai, we should still say Cholkim Mishavah, because Nafal Shus of the Chavanai was after the Suffolk was created, because the Suffolk is based on the Metzias of the fact that there's a wall on this property. The wall on this property means that there's a Suffolk, it belongs, we don't know whom it belongs to. So any Tfisa later is not going to change anything, says Tosfos. The Rashba says, no, Itaka would change something. If I didn't have the Mishnah, then if I had a Tfisa, well, I wouldn't say Cholkim Mishavah, because there's no Suffolk yet. Until they come to Bezdin, they argue about the wall. There is no Suffolk. That Tfisa called them Shinolah Suffolk. So then I would follow the Tofik, says the Rashba. That's the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rashba, whether the Tfisa is before the Suffolk versus after the Suffolk. They both agree that Tfisa La'acha Shinolah Suffolk doesn't work. The question is, what is this? Is it Kodesh Shinolah Suffolk or is it Acha Shinolah Suffolk? Okay. This is the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rashba in the Sugya. The final thing that we have to answer for Tosfos, we have to finish the Tosfos, is since Tosfos has this chiddush that the kasha of pshita is even if nafal rishus of the chavanayu, we have to understand what's the answer of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Because the answer, as someone mentioned, I forget whom already, the answer also says nafal rishus of the chavanayu. Zach, is that this?
No.
Sorry?
The Teretz mentions
the whole Chiddush is if Nafal Shus the Chavanayu, I think something is different. But I don't understand. According to Tosfos, that's in the Kasha. Even if Nafal Shus the Chavanayu, we would say Cholkim Mishavah. So what do you mean if Nafal Shus the Chavanayu, everything is different? You told me it's not different. Now it is different. What's going on with you? What's the answer? Three words, not one. I need three words now.
Shazman Harvey.
Well, give me the words of Tosfos. Show b'shus harbe. Excellent. Exactly. That's the answer. Show b'shus harbe, says Tosfos. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Matarit tzvi the hainu after parak b'gemara pshita ki the pish b'kunches. Tafilu a pasuk l'andina de masnis and shemetchila ben shnei masa ul balkarchem hayucholkin b'shavim. Tafilu the nafilu shus the chadmena k'demucha gavi b'kam. Even if Nafla Shusa the Chadmenayu, we still would say Chokim Meshove. Why? Because it's Tfisa La Achash and Olad Asafe. So therefore you should be Chokim Meshove. So what do you need the Mishnah for? It's Poshit. Umeshani, what is the Gemara answer? Lo Tzicha the Nafla Shusa the Chadmenayu, perish Meshove Beshusa Harbe. It's Tosus, three words for Gemara. These words don't exist in the Gemara. Rebbe Chanan says that, you know, Ikka Chosim Na Sefer. It's like Tosus says, that's the Ikka of the Teretz. Why does Tosus need this? I tell you why he needs this, because without this, there's no Teretz in the Gemara at all. Mao de Tema came in the show, Bishu Sohar Bein Nehem Nesha Sohakula, Migu Di Baya Memim Chola Kachtia. Vaya Nema Mishim de Show Harbe. The Havamina is that since Shah Bishu Sohar Bein, so you think now the guy has a Migu. He says, "Ani benisia, I bought it. I built it. So he should be neman with ani benisia b'migo that he could say lekuchanim b'yadi. I bought the avonim. And why would he be neman to say lekuchanim b'yadi? Says Tosus, because shavu shu saharbein. Afal gab diyame b'reish habayis v'ha'aliyah d'shufin l'kapi ha'adadi ha'chamayri d'sho yosu mechdei regilus." Says Tosus, yes, shutvin lokapti ahadodi, but even shutvim are makpid. At some point, they don't let one of the individuals hold on to something forever, because then it looks funny. It looks funny a little bit, you know. It's not a big deal with shutvim, so it's not a big deal. But lo'olam, they're not going to be makpid. They will be makpid. So says Tosus, we're talking about the Nafal Shusa Harbe, the Nafal Shusa, the Chamenayu, Vishoh Bershusa Harbe, Yosar Midai, more than the amount of time that Shufim would normally not be Makbid. So if it's more than the time that Shufim would normally not be Makbid, so then the Tfisa is meaningful. If it's less than the time that Shufim would be Makbid, so since Shufim, look, Hapti Ahadadi, there's no meaning to this tfisa because they're shufim. So the fact that he's holding on to the avon doesn't mean anything because the shufim were not mapped on each other. The other shufim didn't care. But if it's shoh b'shu so harbe, if it's shoh b'shu so harbe, that changes everything. Because then there is meaning to the tfisa, because why is he not being mapped? Even shufim are mapped with man meruba. So therefore you would think that the tfisa should work. And he throws in gojos, l'adomi l'godos de'en lem chazoka. That's an important gemara, cheska sabat, and we'll see it in Mitzvah Shem, in the third part. The gemara says that sheep don't have a chazoka, meaning even if you hold on to the sheep for a while, they're not going to have a chazoka. There's no proof that you own them, because that's the way it is. You know, sheep roam around, and you don't know, l'vishen yadua biyad mihem, you don't know whose hands they're in. So the fact that someone's holding on to them, I mean, obviously, it's there's a simen that it belonged at one time to this individual, right? So even though we know it belonged to him at one time, right? You can't establish a chazaka to say, "Well, I must have bought it from you." There's a chazaka that they now belong to me, because we don't know where they are to be makbid. The shufim, the people don't know where they are to be makbid. Aval hachal ahayalo. But here the shutvim should not allow him to be masha to leave the racks in his rishus for so long. So we think the tfisa is a good tfisa and he should win. Kamash Malan says Tosus Kevin the Mekar Shneim Hayolasos Lomehem and Lomar Shuasakol. Kamash Malan the Mishnah that Bchokim Beshavim. You'd think Kevin the Nafal Rishus so the Chavanayu, but not just Nafal Rishus the Chavanayu. Show Rishus so Harbe. So now the shufim really should be makbid, and if he's not, and if he weren't makbid, so the tfisa is meaningful. So you think that the tofes should win out, even though it's tfisa la'achash and olad asafek. You think the tofes should win? Why should the tofes win? Why? Just with the tfisa, he's not going to win if it's achash and olad asafek. But it's not just tfisa; he has tfisa plus. What does he have now? He has a a amigo. He could say lekuchen hem biyadi, lekuchen hem biyadi. So you think he should win with his migu? Kamash malon kevin the meikar al shneim hoya lasas lo mehem and lomar shuas hakol the migu b'makom edim hu. The anan sadish lo asol levado kevin shoya yochol lidchok es chaver v'din shoya ose ima. It's a migu b'makom edim, and that's why he's not giving him a migu. Says Tosfos. Question Shlomo.
I still don't understand though. He says Jar Dermona is Tisa Akar Akalita Sasape. How is it? Okay, so Chagra shows hard that he has amigo, but how is that still Tisa Akalita Sasape? Why is it working?
Because when I have a Suffolk, but I have a Raya to be poshet the Suffolk, then the Raya is going to win. Just like if I have Aiden that says something. What are you going to tell me? There's a Suffolk and I'm not going to believe the Aiden? Believe the Aiden, Malcolm Suffolk. That's what every din Torah is about. I have a Suffolk and the Edom come in there and they're Mevarim. So it's the same thing. If he has a Migu, so then the Migu helps us be poshet the Suffolk. So we no longer have a Suffolk. The Migu makes his Tfisa meaningful. So then we wouldn't have a Suffolk. Kamash Malan, it's a Migu Makam Edom. So Migu Makam Edom, you throw out the Migu. So if you throw out the Migu, then it's remains a Tfisa Lachash and a Suffolk, and that's why it's not going to work. That's Pratt and Tosfos. Yeah. It's interesting that Tosfos adds to the Gemara Shol Bershu Saharbe. The Bechonin asks, but the Ikka Teretz is Chosim and Asefer. It's not in the Gemara. What is Tosfos saying? So he suggests that Tosfos was troubled. He says, what does the Gemara mean? Lefichu the Nafal Rishus of the Chavanayu. It falls into one Rishus. It's the Rishus of one of them. He says, why should that change anything? What does that do? We're talking about Shutfim, and if Shutfim and I'm makbid on each other, so. So the tefisa is mamish meaningless. So what do the words mean? If we don't say shal b'shul sahabe, Tosfos is troubled. The shufin lo kapti adadi. So what's the purpose of nafal shufin? What does that accomplish? How does it change anything? It must be that shal b'shul sahabe, says Tosfos. So even if the Gemara didn't write that, but clearly nafal shufin d'chamanai is not going to change anything, because by shufin, since they're not mapped on each other, so it shouldn't matter that there's a tefisa. The only way that the feast is going to be meaningful is if we say Shal B'Shul Zoharbe. So that's why Tosfos interpreted that way, despite the fact that those words actually don't appear in the Gemara. So the Iker to the Teretz of the Gemara according to Tosfos is that Shal B'Shul Zoharbe. But Tosfos has one problem. Tosfos says that there's a Migu. He says that the individual says an Ibn Isiya with Shal B'Shul Zoharbe. And since he could say lekuchen hem biyadi, I'd have a havam, and you could have a migu. Kamash malan, it's a migu makam edim, and that's why it doesn't work. Frek Rabbi Akiva Eger, what does he need a migu for? Shal b'shul saharbe should carry the day. That's enough. If shal b'shul saharbe, so now, despite the fact that it's shutfim, they should have been makbid. So then the tefisa is meaningful. So what do I need the migu for? Bichlal, what is toast? It's a complicated enough cheshbon. Right, you have a migu, and then it's a migu makam edim. What do you need the migu for? Just say he should have been neman with the tine of ani ben isiya. Kamash malon, there. It's like anan sadi. It's like there are edim against that tine, so therefore he's not going to be neman with the tine. What do you need the migu for? Kivege asks this kasha. What's the need for the migu? Taka, good to kasha. The Buchanan quotes Rav Naftali Trop, with Rashi ben Ratan, by the Chafetz Chaim. That he wanted to suggest the following chap. He says, what does shohu b'shus harbe do? Nofel u'shus d'chamanai v'shohu b'shus harbe. What does that do? So at first glance we'd say, shohu b'shus harbe gives meaning to the tfisa of the individual, and it proves that the avonim must be his. That's what you would think shohu b'shus harbe accomplishes. One approach is to say, that it's a hochacha shehavanim hem shalom. But the other way to look at it is that it doesn't prove that it belongs to him. All it does is it removes a problem. What's the problem that it removes? It doesn't prove that it belongs to the individual as the avan, but what problem does it remove? Right, the problem that the shutfim wouldn't be makbid on each other. if shol b'shus harbe, so we can no longer say that there's no right, there's no meaning for the tfisa, because the shusim wouldn't be makbid. No, they should have been makbid if shol b'shus harbe. But the other possibility is that it's misalik, it's rak misalik, the taina, the shusim lo kapi adavi. It doesn't prove that the avonim belong to him. No, it removes the gira, it removes the problem with the tfisa. It removes this problem with the tfisa. But even if you remove the problem with the tfisa, so we still have to judge, is it shalom or is it not shalom? Should we accept this tfisa or not? If we say that shol b'shus harbe is the best raya, that the avonim are shalom, so then it's shalom. It's like we can be poshet the suffix and there's nothing to talk about. But if shol b'shus harbe only is misalik that's tain of shudfin lo kapi adadi, so then what happens is, this is still only a tfisa. I don't know if it's still shalom. So then I have to be done. What kind of a tfisa is this? Right? If it's a tfisa, la'acha sheno la'a suffix, so then the tfisa might still not work. So think about it. If he's towing ani b'nisi, if he says, I built the kosa, I built the kosa myself. Right? So is this tfisa la'acha sheno la'a suffix, or is this tfisa kodem sheno la'a suffix? It's acha sheno la'a suffix. He says ani b'nisi, so we saw the kosa there. Tosus holds that there's a drar de mamona from the beginning. So there's a suffix from the beginning, and now his tfisa is acha sheno la'a suffix. He wants to own this tfisa. That's not going to work. Now if shol b'shus harbe would say that the biggest raya that the stones are his, so then of course the stones are his. It's not his own raya. But if it just removes a problem in his taina, there was a problem in the taina, so that problem's removed. Good, but it's still a tfisa l'acha sheno la'a suffix. So how's it going to win? But l'kuchen hein b'yadi is a different type of taina. L'kuchen hein b'yadi is saying that it doesn't matter who built this wall. It doesn't matter. Maybe he built the wall. Maybe we both built the wall. But I bought the stones from him. When did I buy the stones from him? I bought the stones from him now. It's a totally different taina. It's a taina that doesn't have to rely on tfisa la'acha sheno la'a suffix. Because it's unrelated to the suffix. It's saying, I'm not going to be poshut the suffix as to who built the wall. I'm going to tell you that I own the stones for a different reason. I own the stones because I bought the wall from him. So that obviates the problem of tfisa la'acha sheno la'a suffix. That's perhaps why Tosus had to present the medium. The taina nivnisi is not going to be enough, because the fact that shol b'shus harbe, that doesn't prove that it's shalom. It just explains why the tfisa has some kind of meaning, because the shutfin should have been, the other shutfin should have been makbid. But you still have to ask yourself, does the tfisa carry the day? Just because he has a tfisa, and there's no reisa to that tfisa, that doesn't necessarily mean the tfisa should win. If it's still a tfisa la'acha sheno la'a suffix, then it's not going to win. So that's why Tosus says, but he has a migu that he can say l'kuchen hein b'yadi. And l'kuchen hein b'yadi ignores the suffix. L'kuchen hein b'yadi says that, I don't care what the suffix is, I don't care who built the wall. I bought the stones after the building of the wall, after the falling of the wall. So that taina taka would win. That taina would win. So that's why Tosus needs the migu. Ani b'nisi would not have been enough, but Ani b'nisi, the migu de l'kuchen hein b'yadi would have worked. And why does it not work? The only reason it doesn't work is because of what? Because of what? Why does the migu ani b'nisiya, the migu de l'kuchen b'yadi not work? Nansadi, it's a migu machamedim, nansadi that they built the wall together. So if they built the wall together, if they built the wall together, that's a migu b'makam edim. The taina of l'kuchen b'yadi is great, but again, the taina of ani b'nisiya is going against edim. So even though it's being buttressed by the taina of l'kuchen b'yadi, right? Ani b'nisiya, not such a great taina by itself. Tfisa la'acha sheno la'a suffix. It's not such a good. But b'migu de l'kuchen b'yadi is good. But the problem is that there's an anan sadi shabonu b'shutfes. So you can't say a migu makam edim. A non sadi is like edim, so the migu is makam edim. That's why it's not going to work. Okay, this could be pshat in the Gemara and the Tosfos. Every stage of the Tosfos as we had in the packet, we put the Tosfos in 9 parts of the Tosfos. We read every section of the Tosfos. We compared Tosfos with the Rashba, figure out how it works in the sugya. There's so much here. There's so much to chazer of the Shabbos, but it's such an accomplishment. Baruch Hashem, that we were able to get through the Tosfos and to understand the details of the Tosfos, the back and forth, the Shaka, the Tav, the Gemara, the Avdalid, and how the Rishonim learn the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara. I just want to add a brief thing.